Former Union Vice President Jim Glass came back from Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he landed a job at a GM plant there. He came back to deliver raffle tickets for the event and visit his family, who are still living in what in many ways is still a union town. He's hopeful it might be again if a Spanish company decides to build train cars in the now idle GM plant.
Spain was all in favor of a union workforce and stuff like that, so that would be nice. It'd be good paying jobs with good benefits, and this community could use any good news right now as far as jobs.
But it's not only GM workers who lost their jobs when the 90-year-old plant closed. Tony Zifras is also out of work. He was welcoming people at the Laborfest gates. After 9 years at a prefab housing company in Beloit, he is also out of work thanks to the plunging construction market.
I'm 31 now, and since I was 16, the longest I've ever been without a job was 2 weeks. So I figured, 9 years at the same company, I was going to take a couple months off. And then after that, that's when the rest of the markets hit. And now it's like one job off or one position at a company and 200 applicants.
And despite GM's departure, people are still talking about GM cars in Janesville. Keith Schultz entered his 1966 Ford one-ton truck in the classic car competition at the festival. He still remembers driving it off the plant floor 43 years ago.
I was the only guy in the seat for all these years. I'll tell you, I've never disliked that truck, never. I could have sold it 1,000 times and said, no. Nah.
The now idle General Motors plant may soon be used to build high-speed train cars, and union leaders are optimistic that gradually the union workforce in Janesville may begin to grow again soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.